Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 it's Johnny and Inel live and loud!
Live and loud in the building.
And what station are we on?
We're on FUBAR Radio. Oh,
yes, we are. Yes, we are. Thank you for tuning in, people.
Yeah, big up everyone who's tuned in.
Yes.
Really good of you. Loving it. Loving it like that.
Loving it, loving it, loving it.
So, yeah.
Like that.
Just enjoying ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah, we are,
okay,
man.
I think we were sounding a bit weird there, so our producers come and rescued us.
Maybe a bit too loud. Didn't
yeah, a little bit too live, a little bit too loud.
Well, I want to tone it down a bit, guys.
So a little intro as well, just a little intro into being who we are. Mm-hmm. My name's Johnny. You may also know me as... Mr. Lumberman. Johnny.
Oh, yeah, and my name is Inel. Oh, is that how we're going on, is it? Is that how we're going on? Well, you know what I have to say today? You know what I have to say today? In your face, sucker! I got my own soundboard, that's right! That's right! Got my own soundboard ready. You ain't ready for this. What? Oh, he's got his own one.
Okay,
shots
I was not
fired.
Expecting that.
Shots
that's
fired.
Why the iPod thing was up.
What's that cable dangling out the mixer?
Yeah. Oh, that could easily be turned down. Don't you worry about that. Big shout out to everyone who's listening in to Johnny and Inel Live and Loud.
Yeah.
Because we are actually starting to establish a really, really great and wonderful listener pool, aren't
we? Yeah, I'm really liking our listeners, man. They're sending in some great problems. They're giving us some great feedback live on the show. And they're just so nice.
Yeah, all right, he's tearing up. Calm it down. Yeah, I mean, we don't need anyone getting too emotional out here, quite frankly. We don't need that. The main thing is, absolutely, we're starting to hear from people, and that's what we want. We want people to get at us today as well, don't we?
If you
want
to interact with us, you know how to do it. It's on Twitter, at Johnny and Inel. You can also email FUBAR as well, and it can come through straight to there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, you know, I've just, on my way here, went into Sainsbury's and got some pickled onion monster munch.
Nice meal deal action.
Yeah, it was meal deal. Obviously, I'm a cheap brer,
so
it's not going to be anything else.
There you go, ladies.
Absolutely. If you do want to get a little meal deal, I am your man.
And
okay?
Very frugal with the finances.
Yeah, a meal deal for me, meal deal for you. That's £6, and the chemistry is flowing. Yes. £6. Excellent. So, yeah, what I was going to say, I got some pickled onion monsters. Those are crisps, though, aren't they? Those are crisps that... For me, I actually love the taste of them, but you know your breath stinks off the back of it.
That's the one. You can't have conversations with people after you have pickled onion monster munch. That's it.
Yeah, I think as a person, you are kind of signing yourself up to, you know, not really caring about new conversations.
That was the same with Space Raiders. Do you remember those?
Space Raiders.
You used to make the crisp, and then it used to be like a Transformer, man. And then you put the wheels on.
They're Transformer snacks. Invaders are different. Yeah, Space Raiders are like the little alien head ones.
Oh, yeah.
But Transformer snack are the ones that you build as you go.
Oh, yeah. You build it, and then you put it in your mouth, and you're like, boom.
Yeah.
Five bits of crisp in one.
It's so good, isn't it?
20 pence.
Like, you're just crunching down for ages, yeah. No, I mean, I love those Transformer crisps. Do you know what? Genuinely, when the price of those things started going up, it actually really affected me.
It did. It affected a lot of people.
Because do you know what I know? I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
Genuinely, one of the things I've loved the most in my life, full stop, are Tangy Toms. Do you remember them, Chris? Tangy Toms.
Tangy Toms. Remind me of Tangy Toms.
They're like little 10p crisps.
Yeah.
And they were little puff balls. That
weren't they the cherry tomato ones?
Sorry?
The cherry tomato
one? Yeah, tomato-flavoured ones, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I do remember those.
And one time, right, when I was with my ex-girlfriend, when I was at uni, we went to, like, a Macro, you know, one of those big, you know, depot stores.
Yeah.
And I managed to buy one of the 48-pack boxes.
Oh!
There we go,
splashing out on the girlfriend.
Well,
there you go, love. 48 packs of cherry tops.
Well, I was actually quite stingy. I was barely letting anyone else have some. I started setting up my own tuck shop in my uni house, genuinely selling packs of these for 10p a go.
Oh, God.
And I would not accept them just having any. It became a bit of a joke. But in general, by the end, like, I got so into these Taggy Toms that I ended up eating well over 30 packs in a weekend, and I started to feel so sick. Like, I still remember it now. It messed my stomach up, but...
Let that be a lesson to everybody at home.
Yeah. Everything in moderation, guys. Don't... If you like a pack of crisps, that's great. Don't need to do 10 a day.
Let that apply to everything in life.
But they are literally like smack, I swear. I was just...
the
like smack.
Yeah, and they can wreck lives.
Were you scoring with you on the tomato crisps?
Absolutely. I was just need a fix. I got 10p. Don't worry about it. Going down my mum's purse. Just raiding it. You know, running off with 20. That's
going into the news agents and he's empty. What do you mean you ain't got none left? Go into the back and have a look.
Exactly. Unless you want me to start smashing this shop up. No, I don't want any space raiders. I want Tiny Toms.
Oh, there goes a couple of newspapers on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be back.
Everybody get on the floor. Everybody get down.
I'm blasting for the past. They're not even the best Monster Munch, by the way. The Flaming Hot ones are.
Oh, you're going for the... Oh, God.
They're the best ones. Yeah,
those they're ones in a whole different packet.
Yeah, I know. I don't even have to worry about prep for that. I don't care. I'm just like, these are so nice.
Is it just me, though? Has every Monster Munch packet been 20% extra? I've never seen a Monster Munch pack that isn't 20% extra.
It's just a ploy, isn't it? It's the same like Sports Direct.
I'm getting extra with these.
Well, Sports Direct, 30% off. It's always 30% off. That's what you
they
do.
They don't take those stickers off.
Exactly. Tell me when it's 40%, then it's a sale. You know, absolutely ridiculous. So what can our wonderful listeners expect today?
Oh, well, listeners, we got a treat for you. We've got what's trending, what's been happening, what has been going down in the world that you guys have been talking about. We got some juicy ones today.
Oh, indeed. Can't wait to get our teeth into that. So, yeah, absolutely. What people are talking about on social media and what's happening in the world.
And we also got our famous Lend an Ear section.
Lend an Ear.
We got some juicy ones again. Yeah. I do love that. Thank you, everyone, who keeps sending in these lending ear problems and predicaments, man. If you've got any, please send them in because these are great.
Yeah.
You guys, we've even got an update as well. I got a message today, an update of a problem we had last week as
well.
Oh,
really? What one was that?
The one about we told her to get a taser because she's got a stalker.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a little update on that one. So that's
Are you going to save it for the lending ear section?
We'll save that for the listeners.
Okay. Well, I tell you what I know. As well as our wonderful end of the year section, we also have the Blast from the Past section.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is our buzzword this week is fears.
Oh, fears.
Fears. So things we're afraid of. Ooh. And the songs that make us think about the stories that we're going to talk about related to fears.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, we've also got a sensational guest this week.
Ooh, who's our special guest this week?
Our special guest is the wonderfully talented, wickedly creative, comedic talents of Kay Curd.
Curd.
Yeah, Kay Curd.
Up and coming newcomer. Yeah, you guys are going to know about him, so make sure you listen in.
Big time. He's smacking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we've got our spoilers on screen section.
Ooh.
Which, this is the first week.
Well, yeah, what's going to happen? I mean, Game of Thrones is finished.
Yeah, there's no more.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
See, we know nothing. It's over. It's over.
It's over. It literally got shot.
We got shot down. yeah, absolutely. It's a real bomb.
are we competing with Sandovic?
Yeah, my bum's a little bit more authentic. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's like that, is it? Okay.
But anyway, we're going to look at new programmes this week.
Wow.
What was that?
Bow Chicka Wow Wow, mate. Didn't you hear her?
Please do it again, because...
Oh, you want to hear the Bow Chicka Wow Wow? Well, you can't.
Bow Chicka Wow Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure that's any good. It's certainly not as good as... This is going to be a battle all day.
It's going to be a battle, yeah.
I know the listeners will prefer my button pushing anyway, so don't worry about it. We don't need to.
The off-key button pushing. See, yeah. Now I've got some backup this week, so there we go. I don't have to just sit there and take it, my friend zoning.
Obviously, we've got some absolutely fantastic little sections coming up.
Oh, but we also got some fantastic music that we're going to be showcasing as well, bro.
Some fantastic music.
That's right, bro.
Oh, I see. Because the listeners are starting to give us some big props on the music they're hearing, and we want to hear if you're enjoying the tracks as well, because we love them anyway.
Yes, we love your interactions, so get involved.
Yeah, we're waiting for our first interaction of the day, actually.
Yeah.
We're
sitting there waiting, mate.
Exactly. Get involved, people.
That's it.
Until that point, I'm going to fight straight into our wonderful first song.
Go on then, kickstart it, bro.
Now, this song is a track called Buddy, or B.U.D.D.B.Y.
Spilling it out, yeah.
Yeah. Buddy by a Music Soul Child.
Nice.
And it's fantastic. So enjoy the sun, chill out, relax, and love it.
If I alarmed you, I don't mean to bother you. I just wanna get you to pause and slow your walk. So maybe we can talk and I can try to charm you. Just trying to find out who you are. I don't mean to come off like a telemarketer. I ain't no hood, no crook, no robber. I just want a part of your heart. I could borrow sometimes. And maybe I can call you up. And maybe I can take you out. So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your place or mine, yeah. This a different type of commitment. I'm talking about a true friendship. Someone I can depend on to be down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, cause girl, it'll be fly. You want my B-U-P-D-Y. Don't be shy. Give it a try. If I come off disrespectful or my convo is a little bit too sexual, but damn, it's incredible. Be more flexible, cause the context of this text is special. But wait, let me explain it. A buddy is an equal beneficial arrangement. A buddy is a buddy that don't be complaining when his or her buddy ain't the buddy that came with sometimes. And maybe I can call you up. And maybe I can take you out. So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your place or mine, yeah. It's a different type of commitment. I'm talking about a true friendship. Someone I can depend on. If you're down no matter what, let me know if you're with it. Cause girl, it'll be fly. If you are my B-U-P-D-Y, don't be shy. No, give it a try. Yeah, I could be yours if you can be mine. What I'm really trying to say is the definition of a real buddy is that one. Yeah. Oh, through the city with me. Together there's no limit to what we can do. And once we in it, girl, it's all about me. So baby, what you say, don't pass this by the side. Because girl,
hello guys, you are listening to Johnny and Inel live and loud.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, on FUBAR Radio. Nice. Good to have you here. Good to have you here, people. Yeah, absolutely. Inel, we've had an email.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, it's happening. we have, it's Tony and Kent. Yeah.
Oh, nice one.
I like Tony and Kent. He's at it all the time, isn't he? All right. I love your Game of Thrones chit-chat. I want to know if you're a character in it, which would you be? And who would kiss the Dragon Lady? I've got props on Inel.
Well, they think my type is Dragon Ladies. Who was that? Tony from where?
Yeah, Tony from Kent. For a start, I'll be on the Dragon Lady. Thank you very much.
Bit of Khaleesi.
Absolutely, Khaleesi. And to be fair, she nearly married a guy who looks half like me as well. He ended up getting shanked in the chest.
You got that Jon Snow afro going, yeah?
I should have had that role. I absolutely should have had that role.
Did you audition?
Very no, I didn't audition.
Well, there you go, mate.
They knew where I was, didn't they, eh? They just left me in the cold.
We've also got a tweet come in.
Yep.
This one's from Carly. No! This music's whole child track reminds me of how much he sucked when I went to see him live. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
I did hear he had a bad gig, though. Someone else told me, actually, he had a bad gig when he was last in London. So
oh, really? Well, you know, yeah. There's a lot of haters out there. That's what we do know.
And they remember it.
Yeah, exactly. Long lasting memories. So
there we go. But it was a good track, though. I do like that track. It's nice.
I love that track.
Buddy, and, or B-U-D-D-Y.
B-U-D-D-Y, exactly. And you'd know all about B-U-D-D-Ys, wouldn't you?
Don't make me have to reach for the soundboard, bro. Don't make me have to reach for the soundboard. Just keep on, yeah? Just keep on.
And also, by the way, I have in the studio a pack of extreme Chew-Its.
Oh, yeah.
As well as my pickled onion Monster Munch, which I've started eating.
You're just snacking today. You got the whole meal deal just laid out on the desk. I'm gonna take a picture and I'm gonna tweet it so people can see what's
Go on, I'm not ashamed. This is what this guy looks like.
There we go, ladies. This is the man of your dreams. Right?
Yeah, well. Johnny.
There we go.
What character would you be at a Game of Thrones? Tony does want to know.
Please, hold door all day, every day.
Sure.
Hold on.
You're talking over it, so.
Hold on.
There you go.
You got it.
I would probably be. I'd be a new character that I've written in.
J.J.R. Martin just written a new role for
exactly.
Mixed-race guy with Afro.
Exactly. Who is going to be the ultimate geezer sitting on the Iron Throne at the end?
Just turns up at Westeros.
Yeah. He's worse than the Mad King as well. He's just killing everyone. Controls dragons. Just absolutely letting his dragons run riot. Just bombing villagers. If I can't be king, no one can.
Starting wars for no reason.
So that is the answer, Tony. Aina would be...
Hold on.
And
hold
I on. Would be a new character made up who would ultimately end up with Khaleesi, no doubt.
Ultimately, yeah.
Right, Aina, we've got to move on into our...
We're getting distracted again, but we are going into the next
which
section.
Is what's trending?
What's been quarning?
What is trending? What's trending in the world of social media and what's been happening in general?
What has been happening, Jordan?
So, first things first, that was out and about, and I saw online, was that the 24-hour tube map, which is coming in September, 24-hour tube in London.
Yeah.
The map has now been released.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so...
This is like the when you're playing, you're in the playground at school and you're picking the football team. Who got left out?
Yeah.
Which stations got left out?
Yeah, I mean, my nearest one's London Bridge. That's basically it. So I'll have to walk from there, shall I?
Oh gosh, is that the furthest south they go?
Well, they go south, but not where I'm bopping about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take it. London Bridge is better than nothing. You know, I've been in some really sticky situations at home at 5 o'clock a couple of times. So.
Oh gosh. That night bus action, yeah?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, anything is good because it means I don't have to get on the night buses anymore or go as far on the night buses. Because the thing is, some of our listeners won't be living in London. They won't necessarily know. But to explain it, like, night buses are nothing short of disgraceful places for disgraceful people, aren't they?
It's safer to get a megabus. The night bus is the most dangerous places to be in London. If you want to know what's dangerous, it's not an alleyway. It's not walking down the wrong, going into the wrong area. It's being on the night bus at 2 a.m. trying to go home.
Yeah, people just lose it, don't they?
People go nuts.
Humanity goes out the window.
I'm pretty certain people get pregnant on that bus.
Yeah, I have no doubt. There's a terrible thing as well when you get on the top deck and there's like one seat free, and then you kind of walk up and you're like, hold up, is it a coincidence that seat's free, exactly. Or is it just that's a danger seat? You know what I mean? Everyone's looking at you going, don't go, as you go by. There's so many things about night buses which are like crazy.
They're nuts. If people go onto YouTube, you can just type in night bus, and then any other adjective, and you'll see a video of it. It all goes down on that bus.
The thing is, there is that moment as well when you're on a night bus on the way home, before someone on the night bus has done something crazy, right? And everyone's just sitting around looking at each other going, who's going to do something crazy? Who's first?
I remember being on the night bus once, and one guy was kicking off in the middle of the bus, and to stop it, what the driver did, he pulled over to the side of the road, then he turned out all the lights.
No.
The most dangerous thing to do. It just turned out all the lights. It was pitch black. Some crazy guys in the middle of the bus shouting, and the lights are out. And he's like, oh gosh.
One thing that would have made it worse is if the driver just started playing. You've got a geezer next to you who's heavy breathing. Huh? But no, there is the thing as well, like, where, you know, that moment where you're waiting for someone to do something crazy, because someone will do something all the time.
You've got to be on edge when you're on that bus. Don't go to sleep.
But you'll be sat next to someone, you think, oh, this guy's normal, he's just having a conversation with someone on his phone, just having a little chat, and halfway through you realise there is no phone. He's just talking. Don't talk to me like that. Don't talk to me like that. Oh, he's having an argument. He's having a
domestic with his palm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hope you and your wife work out.
What? There ain't no wife. There ain't no phone.
I'm not married.
Yeah. Why are you talking to me? Do you want to be my wife?
And it's like, oh, right.
Do you reckon that's what the tube's going to be like when it becomes 24 hour?
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? If like, all these night bus people, they're not just going to disappear. They're now going to go to the tube, and you're going to have to meet these people by an open train track. Like, you could just be just scuffed on there. Off you go, mate. All right. All these nutters you don't want to be on a bus with, you're going to be in a potentially deadly situation.
The train drivers will do the same thing as the bus drivers, just turn off all the lights.
In the middle of the tunnel.
In the middle of the tunnel, just lights off.
Yeah. And then just, if you really want to mess with people as well, just come over the mic, just be like, I didn't do that. No, it's crazy. I mean,
I'm going to leave it a good half a year before I start using it 24 hours, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let people beta test it first, man. That's what I say.
Let them go. Yeah, we need some guinea pigs out there.
Let me find out the dramas first before I start using it 24 hours.
Arnel, also, what else is trending?
What's been guanin?
I've got it here. I have it here, so I might as well read it. Now, Arnel, this week...
I love this one.
There's a story that's been going around the social media, which obviously is true, and for me is just fantastic. So, a group of school kids, right, from somewhere in Ilford, I believe it is. So, the kids are Danielle Ali, who's 14.
Yeah, three of them, isn't there?
Muaz Nuaz, who's 13, and Chirag Shah, 14, have invented a condom that changes colour when it comes into contact with an STI, a sexually transmitted infection.
Oh.
Yeah, so basically, what we're dealing with now is you can
hold up, say that again.
Yeah.
They've created a condom that changes colour when you if you've contracted an STI.
Well, if it comes into contact. So what we're talking about here is a potential situation where you could be at it, finish up, it's changed colour, and then you... And then you have to... And then you had to deal with the
aftermath.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, right, where to start on this?
It weren't blue when I put it in.
It weren't blue when I put it in, exactly. It's gone red, what does that mean?
Oh, gosh. I can't believe that, man.
I mean, first of all on this, right, can I just say, right, that... These guys ain't even legally old enough to actually have sex, right? Most adventures come from actually establishing a need. You know, this is like a 10-year-old going, you know, I've come up with a new invention. You know when you're really hungover and you need some food? You shouldn't be hungover. You guys shouldn't be having sex. How have you come up with this stuff? You know, it's mental.
One of them must have went through one of those situations.
Well, exactly. That 13-year-old going, I'm not contracting another STI.
I tell you what, don't trust Sally. I just can't trust her.
It's the third time I've had chlamydia this academic year. No more. If this carries on, my sats are going to get messed up.
You know what? The weirdest thing is, it's one of those things where it's like, why did this not get invented before at the same time? Like, at the same time you start thinking that, it's like, why is that not a thing before?
Yeah, no, I started reading up a little bit on condoms as well, and they're coming out with loads
research,
of different ones.
Right,
yeah? Yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's amazing what some people go into trying to invent and stuff. But I just genuinely think, you know, how awkward would that be, right?
Mm.
Like, cause the thing is you got a condom that actually changes colour as well. But, like, how would that actually, like, how do you actually run that? Do you go, right, let's have a 30-second free run at things, okay, then take it out and see what colour it is, and then we can choose to carry on or carry on or not. Do you do that? I mean, give it a test drive? Just like
very romantic.
Exactly. Shall we get through our probationary period, shall we? just literally, like... Oh, it's turned red. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, it's over, isn't it?
It's a great way to find out if your lover or your partner's been cheated, though. It's a great way to find out.
Oh, absolutely. Well, a great or a bad way. I mean, it's not going to be an ideal situation.
Well, at the same time, hopefully you're protected because you've got the condom on.
Yeah, true. But the idea of just laying both, having a little probationary period, then laying back, just waiting to see if it changes.
There's always the awkward moment when you take off anyway. You've got to put it in a bin or something. Now it's like, hold it up to the light.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it glowing? It's glowing.
No,
up to the light. That's why it's glowing. It's changed colour. Yeah.
But the thing is otherwise, what else do? You actually finish up the whole business, right? You finish up the whole business and then check. Like, kind of like, you know, oh, it's gone red, but I'm done now anyway, so I don't care. What, you ain't going to see me again, so what? You know, you know what I mean? Like, oh, what we found out? One of us has an STI. See you later. You know what I mean? Here we go.
Who could it be? We
don't even know. They weren't going red on my own, I'll tell you that much.
That's a thing, right? It could be a thing where it should change colour if it's the guy or the girl. It's allowed on the outside or on the inside.
Yeah, true, yeah. Depends what colour.
Blue or pink.
But surely, couldn't they actually just sell this material on its own so you could kind of check on your own and then you wouldn't have to go for the awkward...
So is it a type of latex or like a solution they put on the top of it?
It's a kind of latex with an indicator in it, I guess. And the indicator will change if it senses bacteria. That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
That is. Well, at the same time, though, miraculous discovery for three 14-year-olds.
Yeah, big shout out to the yeah. I mean, that's serious good. You know, like
Newton Academy in London. There we go.
Yeah, in Ilford, I think it was, wasn't it? But to be fair, you know, people big up Dyson and people like that for inventions. This is real deal invention. So well done, people. Well done. I think they only got a grand for it as well. I mean, I'd be asking for a bit more than that.
What, a grand for the patent? What?
Something like that. I read something where they got like 1,500 and some, I don't know, some Argos vouchers or something.
Jurist it's like, must just like hit them up on the phone like, hi guys, quick conversation.
Hey, we'll give you a lifetime supply of condoms.
Lifetime.
Exactly. of changeable condoms as well.
They all expire in 2 years.
Right, we must go on to the, I love that story, but next story.
Right, let's see, what's happening? It was a great video that's going doing the rounds on Facebook and Twitter at the minute. It's a teenager who asks his girl out to the prom in front of his entire school. So it's like on the American football pitch. So it's just after the game, and he's just gone onto the pitch to ask her out to the school prom, the girl he's like really fancy. Mm. And he goes up with a microphone over the tannoy so the whole entire like school can hear it. Everyone's got their camera phones out, filming it, and then he asks her, and then she goes, no, I've already got a date.
No.
And then everybody's response is like, the most humiliating day of his entire life. That's one of those days where you commit suicide, man.
What I love about this as well is the fact that there's always that person there. When something horrible happens, there's always someone to join in with a big laugh at the end, like, just to really twist a knife. I just think that's brilliant, to be fair.
I know, that's the thing, man. I mean, everybody hates being embarrassed. I mean, we've all been in those situations where things just happen and it's embarrassing, but that's to another level. Especially because, I mean, you get embarrassed at school. I mean, you might wet your pants in like nursery or something and they go, and then that's it. That, like, by the next week, it's forgotten. But now, with the age of social media, as soon as it goes online, game over.
I mean, the thing about that is, he's like, what's wrong with the old trusty method, right? Mm. Just giving her a little bit of paper saying, do you like me? Yes or no? If the answer's no, please burn this slip of paper. Don't tell anyone about it, you know.
Do it eeny, meeny, miny, moe. What was those cube things?
Yeah. Blue six.
Blue six.
Okay. Six. You love me.
I assure you I don't. It's the first time. I don't even just know your name. But moving swiftly on, because we've got to move on.
Yeah.
Tesco as well is in big trouble this week. Tesco, right, because it's Ramadan, Tesco has started displaying smoky bacon Pringles special underneath a stock up for Ramadan.
Yeah, display. Ramadan. There's a Ramadan Mubarak sign, and it's got... smoky bacon Pringles. I mean, apparently, well, it was actually a mistake as well. Like, but obviously, you know, the fact is, it's not okay for, it's not allowed to eat pork. So mm-hmm. this could obviously be seen as a bit of a slight on the Muslim community. But there's an extra edge with this as well, isn't there? Because if you look at Pringles and their kind of advertising motto of once you pop, you can't stop. You know, it's kind of like, look, hey, Muslims, try a bit of pork, because once you have a go, you're never going to have to stop.
Go on, just the one. Just the one. It'll start you off.
Exactly. You'll be having bacon sandwiches every day. You know, like there's that kind of, you could imagine why there could be some offence taken there.
But people, like, at first, I guess, people thought it was an accident, but then, like, it got followed up by someone else tweeted in a picture of another Tesco sign saying stock up for Ramadan, and then underneath it was a whole crates of wine.
Oh, really?
On a display, and it was like stock up for Ramadan, get your wine right here. And it was like, oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh dear, Tesco, what have you done?
Well, you'd have to believe, you'd love to believe that these are all mistakes anyway. There's nothing malicious going on there, trying to antagonise. But, you know, it could be, especially in Britain, like, such boozers, aren't we, that every time there's a celebration, they go, get the drinks out, get them on offer, because people will be drinking, you know. And if it was genuinely a kind of, you know, they're putting up these Ramadan Barak things, get your JD and Cokes now, guys. They won't be the same price by the time it's Eid. Okay. they'll fall down by then. You know, just assuming that that's what everyone does.
Get boozed up before dawn.
Exactly. You know what it's like after a long day's fasting. Nothing better to break your fast than a quick JD and Coke.
And a Pringles.
Yeah.
Smoky bacon flavour.
But yeah, no, Tesco, sort it out. Absolutely shocking stuff.
It is, man. It's absolutely shocking.
Naivete. So that is our What's Trending section, I know. Yeah.
It's been a weird week.
That's been a bit of a weird week. Yeah. Do you know what's great? We've had people messaging in.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
What have they been saying now?
So, first up, we've got someone saying, well, it says salmon question.
Yeah.
It says, hello, I'm just wondering how you feel about salmon, as I think I might start eating it again, but I'm not so sure. I welcome your advice. Declan in Stanwell.
Declan.
Is it
just salmon he's given up or all fish?
Look, mate, let's be right, this is a bit of a weird email, and, you know, compared to what we usually
do. Where's Declan from again, sir?
Stanwell.
From Stanwell.
We don't know where Stanwell is.
I don't know where that is, mate.
It's at, what was that? Oh, it's Heathrow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Says it all.
Yeah, it says it. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Those planes are messing with people's heads, isn't they? Really?
Well, I can't touch a salmon.
He's under the flight path. Yeah, it's messed him up. He can't even make basic decisions anymore about whether he likes salmon or not.
What should I have for breakfast?
Hey?
Can I have the cool flakes?
Exactly. I've given up chips. Shall I do that? I don't even know. I don't know if I like my mum anymore.
I know what I'll do. I'll ask Junior.
Exactly. Don't know. They seem like some screwed on guys.
What gave him that impression? I don't know.
I don't.
But salmon, I'm a fan of salmon personally. I do like a nice grilled salmon with some nice sauce from the top.
Yeah, I do salmon with peppers and onions in a kind of tomato-y sauce as well. And you can grill it in a pan
and
then cook it up, a bit of tomato puree, a bit of paprika in there. Goes really nice with some rice.
Bit of paprika as well.
Yeah, and cover
that little zing.
Exactly.
Ooh.
So he knows. I do like salmon, though.
I'm a fan of salmon myself, so I don't know why you gave up in the first place, but if you're not a vegetarian or anything, I'd say give it a go.
Yeah, give it a go. Give it a spin. There's not much else going on in life.
There we go. Look,
if salmon can't help you out, I don't know what will.
This is like the A&E section for Lending Ear coming up later. It's like, yeah, after the next track, we will have Lending Ear. So if you have any, like, last-minute questions you want to send us in, email them in right now at Food Bar Radio, or you can tweet us at Johnny and Arnell.
So I hope that answers your question, Declan, who has salmon on his mind. Salmon on his mind. He does it for the fish. Okay, I hope you answered your question. We've got another one here right now.
Oh, there we go.
Tube chat. What's up? I think it's good that you are talking about tubes, as I love travelling on them.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've never met anyone who's been to Cockfosters, and I was wondering if you had. Lisa in Acton.
Oh.
I've been to Cockfosters.
So have I. I used to go uni around there as well.
Did you?
Yeah, Cockfosters.
I had a gig
Everyone
up
made
there.
That joke every time, all the freshers.
Do you know what? I said this the other day. Was it not to you? Or was it? No, it was my mate. I said, "What's your best? What's your favourite tube stop?"
Yeah.
And it is Cock Frosters because that name's too good.
I never would have said that.
Oh no! What would you have gone for?
Holborn.
Holborn. You're such a middle of the road guy, anyway.
Just keep it central.
That's why you're a more Holborn
guy. It's
like
sitting on the fence, isn't it?
It is. Oh, I'm Holborn, quite a new place. Whereas me, I'm like Cock Frosters. Cock Frosters.
the lover man, you can find him in Cockfrost.
Oh, Finn.
With that accent as well. Cockfrost.
Do you want to come Cockfrost?
what
we're our fostery cocks.
What did Lisa say hers was? Acton?
Yeah, Lisa and Acton.
Oh, okay, cool.
yeah, I have been to Cockfosters. Wonderful. It's not a wonderful place, but it's a wonderful
just,
name.
Yeah, it's just a good name, isn't it?
Yeah, I had a gig up there, though. It was quite a weird little setup. Yeah,
isn't much in Cockfosters, to be fair.
No, it's not. The name sells it too well, doesn't it? Really, you think there's more going on there, isn't it?
Quite a middle class area, to be fair.
Yeah. Oh, very, very. Yeah. The buses barely run around that.
Yeah.
Way,
oh, you don't get night buses.
No, night buses.
Oh, no.
They're all very quaint. Yeah. I think, but just as you get into Cockfosters, you have to get off and clamber across onto another horse and cart.
You've got to get past a cattle grid first.
Exactly. At 5 in the morning. Exactly.
Don't get your heels stuck.
Instead of going for late night kebabs, they offer some hummus.
late night hummus.
Hummus and carrots.
Can I get some hummus and carrots, please? Yeah, a large.
Yeah, hold the chili sauce, please. Thank you.
Have you got any burger sauce now?
You always got to have the burger sauce.
One more in as well.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, boys. Do you have a... Oh, God. Hi, boys. Do you have a favourite STD?
Who said that?
I'd say that it's not done yet. I'd say, and do you know what I've realised? The women are the worst on this as well. They really are.
What was that right in?
Yeah, I'd say the worst is Waltz, but I think I had to choose. If I had to choose, Thrush might be the best one.
Oh gosh!
So it's from Sophie and Greatly, who's chosen Thrush.
And Sophie even put her own name as well.
Yeah.
So if you do want to know about her, she can find her in Greatly.
Do I have a favourite STD? No, I can't say I do. The one thing I would say that I do quite like this, not like the sound of having it, but like the sound of gonorrhea. It's like, it's all gonorrhea. gonorrhea's up there.
Just by the name, is that?
Oh, purely. Well, it's not. Certainly not the symptoms. I haven't got a favourite symptom.
What if we're going by name? Syphilis.
Syphilis has a ring to it, doesn't it?
Like a nice little.
I'm not.
Well, nothing nice about it, but.
Exactly. We're not talking symptoms here, mate. You don't have any, mate.
This is what always happens, you know. Like a listener emails in, and then the conversation
just goes blue.
Just goes down.
toilet humour. another one here, and that is, we've got to get a song on in a second as well.
We do, yeah.
Where's Foxy Brown at?
Oh, where's Foxy Brown?
Yeah, I think that's a music suggestion. Or, I don't know. This next song won't be Foxy Brown anyway, so there we go. That's from Stacey and Paul. We at least read your...
That's near Bournemouth, right, Paul?
Yeah, it's down the south coast, yeah. Absolutely. Big up, Stacey. We will be sure to read your suggestions out before we completely ignore them.
That's what we do.
Nice one. Right, we do actually have to crack a song on because people want to hear some great music.
They do!
Now, this next one is a song called In Love.
Oh.
And it's by Chase and Status featuring Jenna G. Now, you actually picked this one, I know, but this is one of my favourites. So I was very pleased to see that you picked this.
Oh, thank you very much.
This is In Love's Chase and Status featuring Jenna G. Enjoy.
Yeah. You're listening to Johnny and I Now live and loud.
Live and loud, right? You're getting undercut again.
Johnny and I Now on Fubar Radio.
I'm always going to do that. Yeah. You have too much glory there.
I just had a little explosion. Yeah, you didn't even notice.
See? I didn't actually.
Yeah,
there you go. It's not as big as. Going off, right,
it's going off in it.
This is when we
it's a war zone.
We just turn into little kids again, and then we forget that people are actually listening, wondering why they're wasting
their
time.
Sorry, people. Sorry. We got a little tweet here. We got one from Bill. The green pinkles are the worst. They smell. The smell makes me feel sick. What are the green ones again?
The green Pringles.
Yeah, is that
sour
cream?
Nobody
likes that. Yeah. When you got choices like paprika and stuff like that, who's going for sour
Absolutely
cream?
Absolutely disgraceful.
That one's the one that's always on offer.
I like barbecue or salt and vinegar.
Yeah, good
or get out, just get out of my sight with those.
Yeah, get good.
Don't turn up to a party with green Pringles.
No.
Otherwise,
you get kicked out.
Make sure you don't let that door close.
There we go.
Before you head out.
Just called you an Uber. Get in it.
Exactly. I won't be calling Ubers. Get yourself an Uber. And don't ever come round here with
There's a bus about there. Night bus runs all night.
Exactly.
Because of conference. Exactly.
Take your green Pringles and your changing colour condoms and get that out of there. I know, we're into the world famous Linden
Ear
section.
The world famous Linden Ear section. And don't forget, guys, if you want to send in your problems, you can at johnnyandinell@foobarradio.com. Email them in.
I mean, some geezers on my WhatsApp just trying to get in, just going, how do I get in touch with the show? he's got it on Twitter. He's actually said a legitimate point. You do want to email into us, email us at johnnyandinell@foobarradio.com.
Yeah, I just said that.
Did you? Well, he didn't hear. Listen out there, people. Listen.
I literally just said it and then he did messages in.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Okay.
Is he friend of yours, is he?
Well.
Not anymore.
Loose friend. Oh. Loose friend now. An acquaintance these days.
Yeah.
No, he is, mate, yeah. Right, so.
Let's get cracking
time. Give me a problem right now.
There we go. Problem number one. I have a problem with my cat, Farron. I think he's a bit too comfortable with his life. He gets spoilt whenever my niece comes over and gets lots of love and attention from my friends. He spends most of the day indoors, which is fine, and he sleeps on the bed with me every night. However, I started seeing a new boy, and whenever he tries to move Farron, he jumps back onto the bed. We move him out of the room, and he constantly scratches at the door for us to let him in, and once he even got a little aggressive. Can you offer some advice?
Yeah.
Got a cat that's a bit too comfy here.
Wow. So the problem is that this person can't get a pussy out of their bedroom, which is a bit of a reversal from many of the problems we seem to hear. Thank you. Available for children's parties.
Literally is.
Yeah, I actually am. It's the saddest thing. Well, first of all, I absolutely hate cats as well because they're selfish.
I feel sorry. She hasn't left her name, but I do feel sorry for her though. She's literally getting cock blocked by a cat.
I always say this all the time. I hate cats because they're selfish and I like dogs. Mm. Dogs will give their lives for you. Cats, literally. If some murderer broke into your house, killed you, they'd be like, easy, bruv, can you sort me out some food before you go? I'm yours if you want me.
Hey, you want to empty this litter tray while I...
exactly.
I'm going to go out for a little walk. When I come back in, it better be clean.
Do you know what? I've got a story to explain as well. Because, first of all, to explain why cats are selfish.
Why are they selfish, man?
Well, the thing is, Arnell, if this was the other way around and you walked in and a cat was at it, that cat would go nuts, right? Absolutely nuts, right? Mm. And, when I was in Thailand, we know this guy,
there it
right?
Comes.
I know this guy, one of my mates, called Gino Polvino. You know him as well. You know him
I
as
do
well.
Love his name. As well.
He's from Bolton, right? And basically, there was one time we were walking back from the party or whatever, and one of our mates found him at like the entrance to our kind of resort, and he was beside himself with grief, right?
Oh, why? What
happened? He's like, "What's happening, Gino?" He's like, "I can't go up there," and they're like, and he's going, "Why can't you go up there?" He goes, "There's two cats and a rat at my front door." And then Tom's like, "What? Why don't you just go and get rid of him?" He's like, "I've had it before, Tom. They go crazy. They go crazy at you." Right, and basically Tom's had to walk him up to the up the stairs, right?
Oh dear.
And sure as Gino said, these two cats were at it on the front door of his little hut. So Tom's like trying to go shoo, like go away, kind of thing to these cats. And Gino was hiding around the corner. He wouldn't even come around to see him because he thought they'd go nuts. So eventually, Tom was like, they weren't listening, they were staying at it, right? So Tom's like, you know, he's a burly Lancashire guy, he just don't take any rubbish. So he basically got a broom that was nearby and went to whack the cats to get them out, right?
Just whacking them,
So he swung the broom, he whacked the cats, one of them went flying, right, over the kind of thing, like little balcony or whatever.
What, he literally hit it off?
Yeah, he went to whack it. One of them went off, and then the other cat just literally launched at Tom and was like, yeah, like that with his claws out. And at that point, Gino walked around the corner and just saw this cat coming at him like, yeah! And he's like, yeah! Genuinely, he was beside himself with grief. You couldn't talk him down.
Hey, the message, the moral of this story, don't mess with them Thailand cats, man.
Yeah,
that's,
I think
that's
so.
How it is. Don't mess with it.
So,
it's not vicious.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, you would be vicious if someone interrupted you during the act.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm
especially a stranger.
I don't go on like that. I mean, so
well, I'd hope you didn't do it outdoors.
Yeah. Don't tend to. That's one of my nail sound things, by the way, in case people wondered. But yeah, the moral of the story is, for me, if there was actually any advice, be stern with a cat, because if it's the other way around, they're ready to attack. So just who cares? Get him out of there.
Yeah.
He scratches the door, just, you know.
But you know what it is? It could be a thing where the cat doesn't agree with her choice of men.
Yeah.
I mean, she could be dating a prick. We don't know.
Yeah, but to be fair, you know, are you really going to trust your cat to pick out your love interests? I wouldn't.
So literally, you're just saying, just get him out of the house. Just lock him out of the house.
Just throw him out of that room. Just
no, but
cares?
That's what she said. She put him outside the room, and then he just scratches on the door from the outside, so you can constantly hear him.
Mm.
Like, even though they're in the room and he's out of the room, they can constantly hear him scratching on the door for them to let him in.
Well, the other thing you could do is get yourself a pit bull. yeah, absolutely. Get yourself a pit bull, sit it next to the door, and if that cat wants to start pouring and that, just see what happens. You know what I mean? And if nature takes its course, then so be it. You know, you can get up to it.
Your advice is, you're suggesting that she sacrifices her cat for her love interest.
If he doesn't learn his lesson, he might have to go. So... I don't feel bad about saying that.
There we go. There's a little bit of advice for you there. Thank you very much for your email.
glad we can help. The next problem I know.
Next up, this one's related to, I guess, to what we were talking about earlier. It's more of a question. Should condoms be a guy's responsibility or a girl's responsibility?
Should it be
a guy's responsibility or a girls? I've always made it my own responsibility, personally. Mm. I've always like, let me make sure I'm carrying. But
I'm packing.
I'm packing. But to prevent them babies.
I see. Yeah, no, I think that's the right way to be. Definitely. I don't know what that sound effect was, by the way.
It was a baby elephant. Baby elephant.
Okay, he backs himself, doesn't he, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe you should give him a chance, girls. Baby elephant, apparently.
Hey, who don't find a baby elephant cute? I don't know.
Yeah, true. I don't know. I don't think it should be down to kind of gender, really. I think what you were saying is kind of right. It's personal responsibility, isn't
personal,
it?
Personal, yeah. I think you don't want to be in a predicament where you don't have. And it's a case where you do. Because I think it's more of a guy's thing. You don't want to be in a situation where she asks you for one and you don't have, and then it's like, uh-oh, go.
What do you mean, ask you for one? Like, some girl comes up to you and goes, you ain't got a condom, have you, mate?
Like
a fag.
Tell you what, the machine's in the toilet, it's a bastard.
You ain't got a condom I could borrow. No, get your own,
I put £2 in and it's just eating up me money.
Oh, come on, mate, you ain't using it. I mean, to be honest, I do think it, you
Come
know,
on,
overall.
Look at your face. You ain't going to use that.
I do think overall, well, it does depend on the type of condom you prefer. Like, if you don't bring any, you can't complain about what the other person brings to the party. Like, if you're someone who has a aversion to curry-flavoured condoms,
oh, gosh,
like from The Office, curry-flavoured condoms, then don't complain. If you ain't got any, this is what we've got. This is what we work with. Thank you very much.
Do you want to sleep with me or what?
Exactly. And if you have a problem with luminous condoms or whatever, yeah, you know, because you don't want it to look like some lightsaber fight or light dagger fight, depending on the person, then basically you can't complain. You get what you're given.
Get what you're given.
Yeah, unless you, if you want a certain type, you gotta be bringing it, male or female.
There we go. The advice there is take your own responsibility. Okay, yeah. Or just be happy with what you get.
Yeah, and the final problem, I know.
I've got a final one. Here we go. Oh, this one's a quite a deep one. Okay. Hi, I'm a music teacher working at a private school in Bath. On paper, my life sounds pretty good. I have a beautiful girlfriend of 2 years. My job pays well, and I have nowhere near the amount of financial...
Sorry, man, I just tried one of them Monster Munch.
Yeah, I know. I think we can hear that. I mean, this guy's pouring his heart out on the page here, and you're just munching all over it.
Sorry,
no, don't worry about it.
Sorry, mate.
No, it's fine. He hasn't left the name anyway.
He's been waiting for the whole show for this.
Yeah, I know. He waited a week.
Right.
I have a beautiful girlfriend of 2 years. My job pays well, and I have nowhere near the amount of financial trouble I had when I was in my 20s. But now, being 33 this year, I'm starting to panic that I have taken the wrong path. I used to play bass in a band and always dreamed about touring the world. We weren't amazing, but we certainly had the ambition to go far. However, we stopped playing together due to work getting in the way of rehearsals and gigs, etc., etc. Long story short, I'm nowhere near as spontaneous or creative as I once was. When I try to be creative, I just procrastinate. I don't regret the life I have now, especially my girlfriend who really supports me, but I feel like I have let the exciting side of myself die inside, especially when I see my friends doing what they always talked about in school.
Ooh. A bit of a deep one, this
is. I guess this is a kind of, almost, not a midlife crisis, but I guess it's a case of, yeah, are you doing the right thing? Because you're on the autopilot once you, I mean, when you're born, you go to nursery, you go to school, all that stuff is set out for you, and then you might choose to go to university or you might choose to get a job. Mm. But then that's when things start to change, when the options either open or shut for you. And then clearly he's gone down, he's set a good life for himself, but he feels as if he could have had something else as well. That's
a deep one. It is deep, and I'm going to try to not just make light of it and no more monster words. In general, I do think that, you know, I think everyone goes through this, to be fair.
Mm.
I think part of it is learning to be content with what you have anyway. Yeah. In terms of whether you want to be spontaneous and stuff, hopefully your relationship's strong enough to be able to talk to your girlfriend so you can still do things together. Maybe you want to start playing music again.
Well, I mean, take it up as a hobby or something like that. That could be a good... I mean, do it on the side as a thing that you enjoy rather than pursue it as a constant career. I mean, no one's telling you to pack in your job and then just jump at it. But there's nothing to say you can't do it on the side as a thing you do with your girlfriend.
I think the one thing that a lot of people struggle with in life is the idea of making choices.
Mm.
Because when you make a choice, it means you disregard all the other potential avenues you could go down. And then you're like, oh, I'm in this, I now know what this is like, and what about that? Would that have been better? The reality is there's only one bad choice, and that's no choice at all.
Somebody's getting wise.
I'm like Buddha, quite frankly. Yeah.
Do I have a sound effect for that?
I was just looking for one, and I got, oh, right, that was
the world's greatest.
Oh, yeah.
So. Wow.
Well, that said yawn.
Yeah, I know.
Turned out it was an orgasm.
Dear. Undercut my real deep stuff.
There we go. No, yeah, what you're saying is right. That is the thing. It's got to be a case where you got to make that choice. I mean, the grass is always greener on the other side, isn't it? And you always feel as if, oh, I could have been doing this, I could have been doing that. My friends are doing this, and look how much fun they're having. My friend over here is doing that. Look, he's pursuing what he really wants to do. I'm not doing that. I mean, it's easy to kind of think like that, but it's like you said, you've got to be content with what you have, and if you don't have those things and you do desire them, go after them, man.
Yeah. And any relationship or whatever you're in or situation, if they can't go and change with you and adapt, then who knows if that's right anyway, because you're going to keep growing, you're going to keep wanting new things. I know we've got two new live problems.
Uh-oh, A&E problems.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
I mean, we just got...
This is the A&E section. There we go.
Hopefully that helped you out as well there, mate.
Yeah, but like you said, pursue it, man. Yeah. Go for it.
Absolutely. And it will be what it's meant to be. Right. First of all, there was just a comment anyway, which was condoms. Dude, we're all men of the world, so I'm glad to hear you are responsible and use condoms. Yeah. I have a serious question to ask.
Oh.
What is your favourite type and flavour? Please answer me. I'm looking to change mine. Hugh in the bath.
Don't drop that phone, you.
Type and flavour.
Type and flavour? Gosh.
Look at you just getting strawberry ribbed.
Extra large, please.
They're better when you blow them up, aren't they? No, I. Do you know, I've never cared about flavour, to be fair. It's usually not me that gets sampled. So, yeah, I don't buy them like ice lollies. So that's never really been an issue. So, whatever. A crowd pleaser, light strawberry, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
In general,
you can't go wrong with a natural kind of fitting one.
Yeah.
Like natural feels or the extra pleasure. There we go. You can't go wrong with that.
That's what I know.
I can see the producer nearly laughing in the back.
Exactly. I know it's making
would
a play.
Would you want one?
You're making a play for my button here. Sensual extra feel here of Einold Homlet. Unbelievable.
Sponsored by Durex.
The only ones I didn't trust was the ones when I used to go on lads' holidays and stuff, and you used to get like things like Trojans and out there.
I've never trusted the flavoured ones. The blue ones. What is that blue one?
Blue's not a flavour, mate.
No, but it's like a blueberry or something like that, and it's blue as well. No.
Nat's saying it's mint, which...
Oh, is it mint?
It alarms me that she knows by colour.
She's taking responsibility for her actions, that's what it is.
Oh, I like the blue ones, yeah. I'd say I'd probably
like
go
the blue ones, like it's sweet.
Hit strawberry up, maybe even don't roll around with a ribbed one if you haven't tried it before. Life's about experimenting, let's move on.
Thank you for that, Hugh.
Hope that helped out Hugh in the bath. Next one. Hi lads, great show. You've charmed me already.
Oh.
I have a friend who is delusional about a few things.
Oh, what's that delusion about?
Such as ability in sports and his knowledge of cooking. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but how do I bring him back to reality from Mac Getton? And P.S., the irony with the changing colour condom is that if you are wearing one, you are most likely protected from STIs. Yeah. Now, I got to be honest. Do you remember I said my friend was WhatsApping me trying to get
yeah.
I've got a feeling he's trying to be here on a pseudonym.
So, he went for a lot of effort. Managed to get the email and logged in, signed in, wrote it out.
Absolutely. The only right reason I know is because he's got some lazy banter at the end of this. He's renowned for it.
Renowned for his lazy banter.
In general, if you have a friend who's delusional about a few things, like footballing ability, he probably isn't. He's probably as good as he says, and his knowledge of cooking, then I would just say keep it to yourself and just watch and learn and grow.
Be your man.
Yeah. Bask in the talents.
And if it isn't your friend?
And if it isn't my friend, you don't want to hurt his feelings. You sound like a really nice person, yeah. Just let him be who he is either way, you know. There you go. Next question. Hello. I need some sage advice.
Oh, yeah, go on then.
I am going out soon, and it's hot, so I want to wear shorts. The lady I'm dating, nice, get that in. Everyone's so trying to big themselves up on this show.
Extra large.
Yeah.
What?
The lady I'm dating does not like my legs and says I have Shrek feet. So I'm thinking about not wearing shorts, but I'm really hot. What is your advice, please? Thanks, chaps. Leo in Gospel.
I love the part had, at the end he had to put the last sentence. I'm really hot. Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
But seriously, I am hot, yeah.
I'm really hot, though.
Well, it's going to be far too short notice to actually do anything about your Shrek feet.
Sorry, this is what setting is itself off.
What is that?
I literally picked up so I can look at something else.
Right, so it's too late in the day to do anything about your Shrek feet. They're out of control, and it's probably been built up over years.
Is this the fungal toenail thing? Maybe you could take the advice that we gave on one of the listener problems before, if you got that Shrek feet, that Hobbit selection going on.
Well, either that way anyway. I'm wearing shorts today, and I'm wearing plimsolls. Mm. It can be done. And I'm known for being a fashion guru, so yeah, maybe not. Or the other thing is, create a contraption where you get one of those little fans, you know, the handheld fans, down your pants, and just where you can just set it off every now and then by pushing a button and just get the fan going down your trousers.
Yeah.
That's the easiest thing to do, Leo, at this stage. And you won't look weird, I promise, as you're on your date just touching around your pockets or your groin trying to get a button to go and then something starts moving. Give us something new to worry about other than your Shrek feet. Like your spinning groin.
Oh, if all else fails, just keep your socks on, mate.
Yeah, there you go.
Just keep your socks on.
I know, do you know what? I think it's time.
Oh, we got the follow-up for that from the problem last week very quickly.
Okay.
There we go. This was the problem that we wrote in about a stalker at work who was jealous of all the things that she did.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go. This is a quick follow-up. So this goes, I've survived several of her tantrums where I haven't paid her sufficient amount of attention, including one where she just tipped half of my paperwork on the floor in a rage. Wow. No hard pinches this week, though. But we have a crisis meeting scheduled for tomorrow. If I survive, I'll update you next week.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I want to hear that.
Oh, gosh. It sounds like this girl was just kicking off.
How can you take that off people, tipping your...
Just literally just like... Pick that
up. Absolutely unhinged.
What does that mean? But you meet people like that, though. And what can you do?
Sometimes you do a radio show with them.
And they think they're great cooks as well.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. And sometimes you do actually. You have that vibe, and you. So whatever. Anyway. right. So we're going to crack another song on.
Yeah. Go on. Thank you for all those messages you sent in, though, guys. Keep them coming in at Johnny and I Know.
Absolutely loved it. Really do. We love it hearing from you. It's great. It keeps it fresh and ticking over. So, guys, this one is actually a slower little beat, this one is, but it's by one of my favourite artists. His name's Maxwell. And this song is Was My Girl. Enjoy, guys.
Sweet.
Down low, something you gotta see. Yes. Gotta let you know all that's here in me. Say you wanna go so we can both break free, lady. Lady, you won't open up. You not open up? How can you do that to me, child? When you know I love you, girl. Turn the lights down low. Tell me what you could see. Yeah. Tell me what you know about everything you and me. Baby, if you wanna go, that place we be, lady, lady. How did you not wanna open up and why? Oh, how did you make me right? Oh, how could you do that to me? Why? When I love you, girl. lights down low. Gotta let you know.
Now, that was a little slower paced one, I know.
Yeah, taking the tempo down.
Yeah, just got to throw it in there as well, and partly because that geezer's going out on a date, and, you know, play that maybe. Now, let's get straight into what's just happened here.
What's happened?
I don't know if it's in relation to Leo in Gosport sending in stuff about, you know, someone thinking that his feet look like Shrek feet.
Yeah.
But we've just had an email in from Paul from Hebden. And he sent a picture. The email is just called Hairy Feet Size 12,
oh,
in brackets. And he just sent us a picture of his feet. And
we might have to tweet this picture out, man.
I know.
These feet are matched.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure.
These feet are matched, you know?
I mean, the guy probably looks like a stud all over, but his feet are... they're not as hairy anyway, are they? No,
they're effed up, man.
But I mean, he's got a couple of toenails there that are looking like they are, you know, well on the way to being Sabretooth from X-Men. You know,
not even the toenails, just the whole foot. It just looks swollen,
crumpled feet as well. Do you know, like in Japan, where they force their feet into shoes?
Yeah,
and they
get the triangle. Yeah, they get the triangle kind of foot.
It's kind of a bit like that going on.
Gosh.
I think we should let people see what these feet are.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna try and tweet this out in a bit, but
now our listeners have actually got to the point where they are happy to send in pictures of their body parts one way or another.
Oh, I tell you what, I thought our listeners were a lot more attractive, didn't they? Oh.
we've had a little tweet as well.
Yeah,
it's at Foobar Radio. So poor Leo, I say wear those shorts and wear them proud. That's obviously not the coming from the girl who's he's going out with, though. So well and good saying that, watching him wreck his chances. Hey? When Leo's going home to a pot noodle and on his own, you know, I'm sure he won't take comfort in your tweet, okay?
He didn't even retweet it, did he?
Exactly. Leo's trying to make a life for himself, thank you very much.
Right? Stop bringing it up.
He's
trying to get past it.
Wear him and wear him proud. Yeah, on my own. Going home on my own again with my Shrek feet. No. So, Leo.
Hey, if Leo's feet look anything like this other geezer's, man.
I know.
But you got no chance.
It's probably the same guy treating in. So, no, yeah, be proud. No, don't be proud. You'll end up in the same flat together, living together.
I tell you what, we're gonna retweet that tweet out, and then you tell me if he still deserves.
What, you got the picture, you mean?
Yeah, I'm going to get the picture up on
here. All right, you're going to tweet it out.
There we go.
So, Arnell, yes. We are moving on to the news section, which is...
Blast from the past!
Blast from the past, indeed. Ooh. Oh, by the way, we didn't tell people who they're listening to.
Johnny and Arnell on Fubar Radio.
Yes, it's Johnny.
What's that little thing on the end where it goes... What is that?
I don't know.
What is
Johnny and Arnell on Fubar Radio.
Coming in now.
See, and you're saying my sound effects are messed up.
Yeah, they are a little bit messed. But anyway, so it's Blast from the Past
Time. Blast from the Past Time.
Now, to anyone who hasn't kind of listened before, what happens is we're going to kind of, we take a buzzword. This week's buzzword is fears.
Fears.
Now, and we're happy to have you guys sending in your buzzwords as well to inspire some stories for next week. But we're going to talk about the stories that make us, that come to mind off of the back of our buzzword, which is fears this week. And then we're going to play a song that is related to that story.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start, Now, fears, right? I actually have probably my biggest fear is of heights.
Yeah, I only just recently discovered this when you're telling me, man.
Yeah, really? I'm pretty scared of heights, actually. And I get proper bad vertigo as well. Really bad vertigo.
Oh,
like my legs turn to jelly and stuff like that. So when I was in, when I was travelling in Australia or whatever, I was like really setting myself up to challenge my fears, you know, to go out and conquer them. Mm-hmm. And to a certain extent, I did conquer them, if you like, but it weren't easy. And I remember one time I did bungee jumping, and we were climbing up, like we're climbing up the kind of scaffold to get up to the top. And I was walking up, and I've never had this before. As I was walking up this kind of stairs, got about like, you know, kind of 30 foot in the air, and all of a sudden my legs actually like shut down.
Oh dear.
Like, and I literally like collapsed to the floor. I couldn't walk anymore. I had to crawl up the stairs to get, literally I was crawling hands and knees and feet, like literally crawling, because I couldn't actually walk up the stairs anymore. My legs had completely gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know how I thought I was going to bungee jump anyway, because my legs were buckled. They couldn't hold my weight anymore. I was that scared, right? So I get to the top, and they're literally, like, I can't look out because I'm so scared that I'm going to just fall off. Like, I'm just petrified.
Oh, gosh.
So in the end, I'm just sitting down upstairs on this big rung.
Platform,
up,
yeah.
On a platform up there. And I'm just slapping myself around the face, like, do it, do it, do it. I look like an absolute nutter. Do it, do it. Like Shia LaBeouf. Do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Do it. Literally. And like, all of my mates were kind of going, and they were jumping off. And I cannot tell you how petrified I was. Eventually, I just psyched myself up, and I was like, if you're going to die, you're going to die. Let's do it now. So I walked up to the edge, and they're like, smile. Like, you got to smile to the camera, basically, to send it home or whatever. And if you see the picture of me, it just had some really crumpled face before I just leapt off. I thought I was doing a James Bond, but in reality, I just went like a limp fish and just fell off. But I survived, right? So on the same trip, I also went skydiving. Now, skydiving was actually a bit easier because...
Is this the same week you're just trying to tackle all your fears, barely recovered from the bungee, and then you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to move on to the next level.
I don't think it was the same week, but it was in the same same month or so.
Yeah.
So I went skydiving, and we got... Basically, what happened was we signed up for this, but I was so drunk from the night before. I was still drunk when I got in the plane.
Mm.
Right? And we got up in this plane. I was like, it'll be fine. And I was just taking the mick out of my mate, saying, oh, you're well scared, mate. You're bottling it. You're crapping yourself. All of this stuff, right?
Newly reinvigorated yourself. Yeah. Well, I've done a bungee, so, you know.
Nothing. Nothing. Right, yeah. And then basically...
Oh, get in the plane.
There's a video, because I didn't get a video, but my mate's got a video where he just sees, like, in his camera, me looking out the window and turning back and just shaking my head and put my head in my hands. Like, it just dawned on me what was happening, right? So at one point, like, as people were starting to pile out of this plane, I was literally starting to be like, no, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm just going to tell the guy I'm not doing it, you know, because it's a tandem one. It's a massive geyser as well. Like, it's worse.
Everyone's getting psyched on the plane and you're thinking of all the excuses. I just got to tell him that my...
it's worse. Like,
my art is playing up.
The thing is, I mean, if something went wrong, I'd die anyway, but I had a real fat geyser on my back, which would have meant that my mum wouldn't even be able to bury me.
Yeah. Have I got a fat guy?
This guy's just splattered everywhere, you know. The fat guy would have been half recognisable, but me at the bottom of that, no chance. So basically, I was like, I'm not going to go. Legs turned to jelly again. And I was like, mate, can we just have a take? And he was like, no, got to go. And just literally threw me out the plane.
Oh,
I hurt my foot because I tried to stop myself from falling out the plane by locking my foot on. That hurt. All down there.
Oh.
Now, the thing is...
So basically, you're in pain as you're going down.
In pain. I thought it's all over. But the thing about it is, right, what made skydiving a bit better is, like, in bungee jumping, you can see what's going to kill you. It's the floor. Like, straight away, you can see where it's all going to go wrong.
Mm.
Whereas I dived out the plane, and you go into some kind of Mario level where you're in the clouds, and you're like, oh, this is so nice. Look, it's all lovely clouds. Nothing would actually hurt me. Oh, look at this. Right, and basically, I came through these clouds, and the rain in the clouds just went on my face. Like, it's like,
wait, you're bungeeing while it's raining?
No, skydiving. Yeah.
Okay,
well, you come through the clouds, there's water that goes on your face, literally, splashes you, and then all of a sudden I could see the ground. I was like, I'm going to die.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I basically, I didn't die, because I'm here now.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact, though, did do one more thing, right, where he pulls the parachute, so I'm like, I'm going to live. And then without telling me, he pulled this carabiner away, and I just dropped for about, like, half a second, where I was like, literally, I thought,
I disconnected, yeah. That's you, little.
Yeah. Oh, you murdered me. No, he's not murdered me. I'm safe still.
I'm all right.
Yeah, but that moment, it kind of messed me up.
So basically, you were crying on the way down.
Yeah, people go, I loved it, I loved it. I didn't love it. I only love it after I'm safe.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, I would actually. Skydiving was the best. It was wicked. But it plays havoc with me. That is about facing your fears, though, guys. You can do it. Mm. So that was my story about heights and essentially falling from a plane and from a bungee. So this is my song, which is kind of themed off of that, and it's by Submotion Orchestra, and it's called Fallen. So here it comes, guys. Please do enjoy this one, because it's an absolutely lovely one. Here we go. Cold as the gates, ripping us still, yearning the change, we cease to fulfill. Have we ever been here before? Familiar stories, we question no more. It's falling.
Yes, 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 you're listening to Johnny and Inell live and loud!
Johnny and Inell on Fubar Radio.
Mike, yes. We've had a little message in.
Oh, gosh. I get a little bit of dread sometimes when they come.
Well, you should, but this one's coming straight at me.
Right, you're under fire.
Yeah, someone's come for me, big time. Swim with a shark or fight a bear, Johnny, you fool.
You fool.
Exactly, you fool.
You fool.
And that's from Glenn in Peterborough, and he says, have a word, Inell.
Yeah. I've tried, Glenn, don't worry about it, mate.
It's... Don't give it like that, and don't give it like that, Glenn in Peterborough, okay? I'm scared of heights, I'm not afraid. Not afraid to admit it.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, unbelievable.
You going down to Peterborough, are you?
No, I'm just a bit upset with the way Glenn's having to go at other people's fears, you know. This guy's probably scared of, like, spiders or something. I could deal with them, you know.
All day, every day, yeah?
This is it. So, fears, Inell, that is your buzzword. What does it make you think about?
Oh, fears. Well, I used to have a thing about the dark. Like, it used to be like a thing when I was a kid. Like, I used to have a little nightlight. That was fine. And I could fall asleep instantly if I had, like, something on in the background, like the TV or something. I'd put it on a sleep timer, so I'd fall asleep before the TV would go off and stuff like that. Because I wasn't really a fan of the dark so much, because my mum used to work nights, and so we used to be, like, at home by ourselves sort of thing, and so it was, like, a bit scary sometimes. And I remember one particular time, it was all of us were going on holiday, like me and my friends. There was like 9 of us going to Morocco. It was like, yeah, let's do it properly. Let's get a villa out, hire a villa. We all stay in the villa. Forget the hotel. We do it ourselves. We'll cook ourselves. We'll have the proper Moroccan holiday. It was like, yeah, let's do it. Hired out like a villa, 3-story villa with a little roof terrace as well. Amazing. We was getting all excited, like, yeah, MTV Cribs, like filming ourselves going around the villa, like, yeah, look at this, look, it's got a bathroom, and then another bathroom, like, two bathrooms, look.
MTV Cribs in Morocco.
They don't know about this, you know, they don't know. And then I remember, I think it was like the third day in, and what we decided to do was we're going to have like a big feast. We're going to go to the market, buy up the spices, we're going to buy up the meats, buy up some fish, and we're all going to pitch in and cook. like all nine of us, like, yeah, let's do that. We
yeah.
bought all the stuff, and we got back home to the villa, and there was a power cut. Now, there was generally power cuts in Morocco, but at that particular time, they were setting up for a festival, so it was quite frequent, apparently, we were told, that there might be blackouts and stuff. It's like, oh, no, it's blackouts. We can't cook the food, so everyone's disappointed because we had all this food, and it's going to go off and stuff. It's going to go bad, right. And we can't put it away and whatnot. And we're all sitting in the dark, and it's getting later and later. And then we remembered the owner of the villa said, make sure to lock all the doors and the windows if there is, like, event of a blackout, because people take opportunity to kind of come in.
Yeah. There's just a geezer sitting outside going, oh, dear, what have we here?
Seems we have a house full of tourists.
No. Or when the lights go out, the cats come out to play.
But you should say that. Moroccans, they love cats. It's just stray cats everywhere.
Oh, right.
Everywhere.
Bet they leave them in the bedroom, don't they?
Yeah, scratching on the doors.
Yeah. So
like, it's a blackout, and everyone's having a bit, starting to get a bit miserable. There's a blackout, all the food's done, so we're all hungry, and we're just hyped up that we're going to have a massive feast. All this food going to waste. So everyone's getting a bit edgy. We've had a bit to drink as well, and we've been in the sun all day. And so two of my friends have a little bit of an argument, and then they have, like, a little punch-up. Like, quick punch-up, like...
Just a quickie.
And my girlfriend at the time was there, and she didn't like that the atmosphere that was going on. Like, we're in pitch black, literally being lit by candles, and two of the mates are, like, scrapping.
Having a punch in the dark.
In the dark. So she starts having, like, a little asthma thing, and she's like, I'm going to need my asthma pump. I was like, oh, okay. Like, where's the asthma pump? I was like, upstairs on the third floor. In the bedroom. And I was
so
like,
you've got two mates fighting, your girlfriend's having an asthma pump, and you're scared of the dark.
Yeah.
And you've got a geezer from Morocco who's going, well, it's power cut time, which means it's supermarket sweep in Morocco.
Just lurking outside the door, just waiting for the opportunity. And so I got to go upstairs, got no lights, and so the only thing I had was my camera, but it was the flash of the camera, so yeah. I had to keep half-pressing the camera to get a quick flash. I kept taking pictures of nothing just so I could see. So I was walking up a villa, like, in the pitch black. Like, you can hear the wind from the sea, because it's right next to the sea, and it's like... Yeah, and you just see me just flashing, like, lights, flashing little pictures, and you just see shadows everywhere. Going to the bedroom, the window's still open from where we had the window open earlier in the day, because it's boiling hot in Morocco. So the window's, like, flapping. You see the net curtains go... I'm half pressing. I'm like, where the hell is this bloody atmosphere? Where's this asthma pump? And so...
it would have been worse if one of them flashes, you flashed it, and there's some geezer in a fez who's taking the bed out.
Where's the bed gone? Someone's taking the king size bed.
You left the window open. Take what I want.
So basically, that's every time I hear Flashing Lights by Kanye, that always reminds me of that time I had to go get an asthma pump in the dark in Morocco during a blackout. It's... when you're scared of the dark.
Excellent. Well, here it comes then. This is Kanye West, Flashing Lights. Woo!
Stores departments, you more like love to start shit. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the orders, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy, man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy, I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wapty, till I get flashed by the paparazzi. Damn. These niggas got me. I hate these niggas
as
more than
I call I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Been a while, sweetheart, we hardly talk, I was doing my thing. I know what was fair, baby, hey, baby, lately, you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would've told me a month ago, front and oh, yo, I wouldn't wanna know. If somebody would've told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Feeling like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina. Like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass, of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
as
without
I
Caesar.
Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Nice, you're listening to Johnny and I Now live and loud.
Johnny and I Now on Uber Radio.
So weird. That was Flashing Lights by Kanye West.
Nice.
And Dwelle, I think, is in that as well.
He is, yeah. Do like a bit of Dwelle.
I like a bit of that. We have had a geezer write in again with an email called Swayze.
Swayze.
Hey, guys. What's your favourite rom-com? And would you carry a watermelon? Dirty Dancing reference. And that's from Chloe in Battersea. Now, we're going to save that eye now because this section... We have now been joined by our sensational, wickedly talented...
super guest, none other than...
Kay Occurred. How are you doing, Kay?
Oh, thank you. Way too kind, way too kind. Yeah, no, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're pleased to have you.
Yeah,
so, there we go.
Welcome to the studio, bro.
Yeah, exactly. It's got electricity and all sorts. It's like, you know, it's a far cry from...
You was thinking it was going to be candlelit.
Oh, yeah. Given your scary thoughts in the dark.
Well, we can offer you, at the very least, aircon. That's how we roll.
Notice the windows are shut, but it's still cool in here.
Mate, it's 21st century. This is exciting.
So
Kay, you've made it, I know.
I've been telling you, man.
Look at that view of like a car park and stuff.
Some barriers.
Hey, there's a bus stop out there as well.
Brilliant.
So Kay, people will know you, or if they don't know, you are a sensational, wickedly talented comedian. I've done several gigs with you recently and been amazed by what you bring to the party these days. Really, really cool. Now, apart from that, I mean, you probably walked in all unsuspecting, haven't you? Just thinking, oh, right, I'm just going to come here, usual stuff. No, because when you roll in Johnny and I Know Live and Loud as a guest, you get asked the real questions.
Big questions.
Big questions. Deep questions. Deep. Okay, so... we are basically going to fire into some real punchy questions, okay? And
do your thing.
Yeah, if you start crying or whatever, it's not our problem.
That's
quite
cool.
Frankly. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
So, Kay, If you could have starred in any movie, what would it have been?
Ooh, Rocky. What Rocky. I think I sort of look like Sly, like... If, like, well, before the plastic surgery.
I was going to say, don't put that out there.
You know I like... You know Rocco, you know I like the way you box and that sort of stuff. So
I think I could have been, like... I could have been Rocky. I like that. Do you know, I don't like jogging and that sort of stuff, but I could have been Rocky.
Yeah, I mean, it is funny that you said that. That you, let's be clear, you don't want to look like Sylvester Stallone anymore.
But, not now, but back in the day.
Back in
all the rage.
Sly was doing his thing.
But he does look like a human being who essentially his face looks like it's given up.
Mate,
it's collapsed.
It does.
You know.
It has collapsed.
Have you seen his mum?
Yeah, and yeah, this is what we're talking about. If Jackie Stallone is your blueprint, it's over.
His mum looks like she was made out of Play-Doh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone just molded it. You know, with the Play-Doh, where you mix it all together and it turns out nasty colour, isn't it?
Yeah. That's Jackie Stallone with just like some lips on her, and that's it.
Well, what gets me about Jackie Stallone is, could you imagine if she actually went to Madame Tussauds? It would be the most accurate waxed model. They'd be like, she actually looks more real.
They haven't tried on this one.
It's like guest appearance.
So there's Jackie. So,
Rocky, man, I loved Rocky. I liked the whole idea of, like, I don't know what it was, but I love Rocky. Or I think Rocky 1 to 4, because after 5 and 6 was a bit weird.
So, yeah. Is there a particular favourite one out of them that you would particularly run off with and you'd take that Rocky film?
Probably the one, is it Rocky 3 where he trains with Apollo Creed? That sounds like my childhood growing up.
Right. What, you've been training with a black man?
Yeah. That's all it is. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
You don't want to say it. That was the way it was, Johnny.
Good,
good stuff.
Spent much of my childhood training. A brother would turn up and I'd just go running with him.
I'd be like, yo, you've got no rhythm, Kay. I do now.
Good stuff. You make me want to be a better man, Jamal.
Jamal.
Jamal Anderson.
Okay, brilliant.
You've earned the rest of it. Right. Now, we asked the big questions, Kay. We asked the big questions.
I now hit him with one.
Right. Get ready for this. If you had, hypothetical, yeah? If you had 1% battery left on your phone, who would you call? Would you call your mum or would you call your wife? Boom.
Well, I don't have a wife, so... Easy. It's just like, you know, like, let's have a look at Kay's life, right? Kay hasn't got anybody. Let's have a laugh.
He just trains with a random black man called Jamal.
Exactly. I call Jamal.
Change the question, yeah. Jamal or Jamal?
I call Jamal and be like, what are we doing today?
Quick Jamal.
Is it legs day?
I'm at the park now, Jamal.
Quick Jamal, I've only got 1% left. Come and meet me, I want to train.
Do you know what? My mum probably wouldn't answer the phone. So, yeah, I'd probably call Jamal.
Yeah, nice. Jamal, good stuff. It's like the old days, though. Do you remember when you used to have to do reverse charge calls to people?
Yeah.
And your mum would get a call and just be like, you're getting a reverse charge call, do you accept it? And it's just always one of her kids. Just like, hi, Mum, cheers for accepting. Well, what else are we going to do? Do you know what I mean?
My brother tried to do that like 3 times, and my dad was like, answering the phone, wait, who is this? No. Until I picked up the phone after the 4th time, and I was like, Dad, that's actually my brother. Like,
it's your son. He needs help. Like,
my dad was like, no, it was some other call charging me. It's him. He wants to get in touch with you. He hasn't got credit.
Right. His son's bleeding out on the concrete. No premium rate. I didn't know. Excellent.
That's what you had to do though back in the day. I always had to do that because I was never had credit on my phone. Never had credit, so Always had to go to the payphone, reverse the charges, and I always remember because BT at one point they came up with payphones that let you send texts, had a little keyboard on them, and you could send a text for 10. I used to spend like 20 minutes in the payphone. Don't be in there sending a text. Typing it out on the payphone.
Sending text. Dear, oh dear.
Hey, that's the life I live.
Didn't they have like that service where you could actually text a landline and it would just be like, "Hello, I will be there."
Stephen Hawking sounds like he's cold. you can just send a text going, "Have you ever looked at the stars? They are beautiful." Stephen's on the phone again. Leave it out, Steve. Right, I'm going to throw that question over. Chloe from Battersea, thanks for writing in anyway. But the question you asked earlier was, "What's your favourite rom-com?"
Ooh.
And would you carry a watermelon? Dirty, that's a Dirty Dancing reference, apparently.
Would I carry a watermelon?
Mm. Yeah, what's your favourite rom-com?
I don't really watch rom-coms, to be fair.
No, I'm trying to say
big on radio, yeah.
Mate, maybe you should stop training with your mouth.
Get in touch with your feminine side, then.
Get into the living room.
Hold on, that's where J-Lo did a couple. Made in Manhattan. Wasn't that one of those?
Look at this guy got all quiet.
Didn't know about it, but he knows the title, though.
I swear there was this film.
What's that one?
Do you know what? When I was younger, I watched anything with J-Lo in him, and I had a massive crush on J-Lo, so anything, I was like, yeah, I'll watch this. But yeah, that was pretty cool. Made in Manhattan, I think that's the only one I can remember.
What's yours, Johnny?
In terms of rom-coms, one I thought was quite good was, 40 First Dates or something like that it's called?
Natalie, the producer's nodding.
Is it the one, do you know the one where Sweet Disposition is the main tune? And it's the guy who looks... No, is it not? And you know the girl who looks like Katy Perry? She's in it. She's the... Summer. 40 Days of Summer, that's it. Yeah. 40 Days of Summer, that's it. Not 41st.
I have no idea.
41st, scratch that. I don't know what 41st date season. I'd never watch it. 40 Days of Summer. I like that. That was funny. Arnel, you got a rom-com?
I like that one with Common and Queen Latifah. Just Right, I think it was, where he plays a basketball player that mashes himself up and she kind of fixes him up.
That was good. Yeah. That was
you
good.
Can't change now, Carrie. I'm sorry.
Paula Patton was in there.
She was?
Yes!
Oh, she's so...
Yeah.
Don't try and be cooler now. You've already said you got Made in Manhattan. That's yours.
Listen, I'm going to be urban now and that's what I'm going with.
You can be too urban sometimes, as I know just said. You know, sometimes. Hey, do you like being urban now? Do you, Kay? Do you like being urban now?
Going to come to the consequences,
hey?
Kay.
You're in a little bit of danger now, aren't you, Kay? Eh?
Where's Jamal now?
Stick being urban, Kay. We've had another little email in here.
Oh, gosh.
Rom-coms and dates. I love rom-coms and dates. You sound a little bit blokey, so I'm curious to know how romantic you are and where you'd take a girl on a date.
Oh, go on, Kate.
Karen in East Sussex asked that.
Karen wants to know.
Well, Karen, first of all, it depends on which place I'd met you. No, seriously, you've got to be very, very thoughtful when you're doing dates. I mean, people try and just go, yeah, let's go Nando's, but... if I could take a girl out on a date...
I'm with Nando's, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. What are you trying to say, mate? What are you trying to say, mate?
I ain't got money for anything else. Do you know what? I'm often art galleries and stuff because they're free.
Money saving tips, right? Very romantic.
Looking down your nose at Nando's and now you take them to free galleries.
Yeah, because look, listen to what I'm saying. People will go, oh, he took me Nando's. But if you take somebody to an art gallery, they're like, oh my god, he's so cultured.
We took him to the Saatchi Gallery and it was really nice.
Saatchi, and then like, Saatchi was free, and then essentially you could get like the space of like two dates because then you can go for a meal afterwards. So
why don't you go Nando's and write a poem? Right? Cultured as well. Just what? Read it.
Are you writing poetry, Johnny?
Potentially.
Let's hear a poem.
roses are red, violets are blue, the Nando's sauce is hot, and so are you.
Boom.
What just happened was authentic. It was new. It was fresh. Johnny.
I'm kind of...
That's it. How romantic you are. That's how romantic I am.
But that is a good suggestion.
No. Galleries,
serious note, galleries. No,
galleries, and then... Because I think the best thing about going on dates is making it seem like you've spent more time with the person than you actually have. So if you go to a number of places in the same time, same time period, like, rather than just going to cinema. Cinema's like the most boring date ever. You're just sat there watching other people for like an hour and a half. And oh, yeah, well, great. I've got to know you tonight. Yeah, see you later. Whereas if you go to, like, gallery, then you go for a meal, go for some drinks or whatever, then it's like, oh, my God, that's so lovely.
So there you go. There you go, Karen.
My best date I've actually took a girl on was we went... there's, like, a little canal in Broxbourne or whatever, and you can get little rowing boats out. And we went down on a rowing boat down the thing, and there was like little, all the ducklings had hatched and stuff, and the ducklings were following the thing, so.
Not quite Venice. Not quite Venice.
No, it's not quite Venice, no. Gondola's there.
Just a bloke called Gordon.
Yeah. Who lived in Broxford. And don't like too many of you turning up in his town.
Do you want to get on a boat or not?
Exactly. Oh, the country ain't what it used to be.
You've got to return a boat in 30 minutes, exactly.
Stealing our women, use our boats. right.
Travelling on our seas.
I know, just a quick one. Have you got, we have to be really quick now. Any dates that you, what's your best date, basically?
I was going to say Nando's, but you guys made fun of it.
Yeah, keep it to yourself, mate. Yeah. Just say night in watching Queen Latifah and Common. That's how I do it.
No, no, to be fair, actually, sometimes you can have a really cool date staying in.
Yeah.
Netflix and chill. Not really something completely different.
Never really a great. Never really a great first date, is it? Anyway.
Just sit on a sofa. That's it. I'm giving you a kitty tour.
What time?
That's the bedroom. Around? That's the living room. That's the kitchen. okay.
Trying to stream it off your phone and stuff.
Torrent. BitTorrent.
Right. Got to be quick with these two because we are right. So we add another one in, which unfortunately the title of the email is having a wank. Okay. Here we go. Hi John and Arnell, great show.
Hi.
You are correct, thank you.
You
boys sound good. Something almost happened to me on Monday
that
I feel might be of interest to you.
Oh.
I was at a loose end on the afternoon in question and thought I would kill time by having a wank.
This show's gone terribly.
I know. It's
it always happens. Let me get the listener feedback.
On the bottom, it really is. So, having a wank, it being that time of year again, as it is.
Annual.
Gets all
in. Sets it in the diary, like, oh, okay, June, okay, yes, this is his time.
Yeah, absolutely. The bunny rabbits are being born, and it's my time. Right, so, I was wearing very little, i.e. nothing. Okay, we're knowing far too much.
God,
as I was working
did
away...
Did you vet these emails before?
I'm sorry, guys. Right. As I was working away, I suddenly heard a familiar voice and a door opened. My mother.
Oh, good.
Luckily, the bin in my room had fallen over and was preventing her complete entry. Had the bin not been blocking the doors, complete opening... I can't imagine what excuse I would have made for this awkward moment.
Oh, God.
I have heard stories similar to this, but never had it happen to me until now. Keep up the good work from Paul. No, Paul, you keep up the good work, sir.
Seems like he doesn't need us.
Exactly.
Not even a question, he's just letting us know.
Yeah. Yeah. If he's looking for an excuse, I don't really know what you could do, to be fair. Just say, you know, you could just go, I was washing it. that's about all you could probably fire away.
Moisturising it. I was moisturising it.
Really chaffed. It's chafing.
It's that time of year.
What, Ramadan?
Oh, that's why we got all the Pringles in your room.
I'm just bored. I'm not even eating these days. someone said it's 500 days of summer and it's very good. Thank you very much for emailing that in.
I haven't seen that one. I'm going to have to check it out.
So check it out. If we want to get anywhere near into talking TV, we're going to have to fire on. One quick question before we move on to the next bit, Kay, because you're going to stay for the next little TV bit, so that's good.
Yep.
What is your favourite crisp flavour?
Salt and vinegar.
Solid.
Keeping it safe.
Some salt of the earth, mate.
Yeah. Salt and vinegar. Not just any salt. Salt from the sea. Yeah.
No, man, I don't have posh crisps like sea salt and balsamic vinegar. Probably salt and vinegar, man.
Yeah.
Stop stressing it out.
Absolutely. Hand-cooked crisps. Well, how'd you cook the rest of them? Yeah, I'm sure hands are involved at some. I don't like the feet cooked ones. You know what I mean? Like exactly. Hands
especially
are in
that
some
hobbit
point.
One there. Those hobbit feet.
Oh dear. They could. There'd be crisps being peeled off of that. To be fair, that
Shrek foot cooked crisps.
Shrek feet. Right, guys, we're going to fire in another little song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about spoilers on screen. This week, one of the main programs we're at was True Detective Returns. We're going to talk about that. Right, this next song is. This is absolutely awesome. It's Tupac and it's Do For Love. Here it comes, guys.
Oh.
Right, now we've realised, guys. we've realised that it's not quite the Do For Love that everyone's expecting here, is it? Look, that's basically got Spandau Ballet True in there.
Everyone was getting hyped for the tune. Like, oh, I love this tune.
Do For Love. Do For Love.
Like the Primrose Hill version.
Yes. Someone just walloped Tupac's lyrics over something else. Let's fire him with another. People need a tune, so let's fire him with another one. This one is The Streets, because this song's absolutely brilliant, and it's called Weak Become Heroes. We're going to give this one a go, and then we're going to come back with spoilers on screen. Let's go.
Turn left up the street, nothing but grey concrete and dead beats. Grab something sweet, Mackie D's or KFC. Only one choice in the city, done voicing my pity, now let's get to the nitty gritty. Tune reminds me of my first E, like Unique, still 16 and feeling horny. Point to the sky, feel free. See a people all equal, smiles in front and behind me. Swim in the deep blue sea, cornfields sway lazily. All smiles, all easy. Where you from, what's you on and what's your story? Mesmerising tones, rising pianos, this is my zone, so stop cloning. Pick paper, scissors or stone. Cause me and you are the same. Known you all my life, I don't know your name. The name's European Bob, sorted. Anyway, have a dance now, see you later. Pleased to meet you, likewise, a pleasure.
We were just standing in our narrow home. We went on and on.
You all smile, you all sing.
We become heroes.
You all sing, you all sing, sing.
We were just standing in a narrow home. We went on and on.
You all smile, you all sing.
We become heroes in the stars aligned.
You all sing, you all sing, sing. The night slowly fades and goes slow motion. All the commotion becomes floating emotions. Same piano loops over. Arms wave, eyes roll back and jaws fall open. Seeing soft focus. Chatting to this bloke in the toilets. Dizzy new heights, blinded by the lights. These people are for life. It's all back to his place at the end of the night. Yo, they could settle wars with this. If only they will. Imagine the world's leaders on pills. And imagine the morning after. Wars causing disaster. Don't talk to me, I don't know ya. But this ain't tomorrow and for now I still love ya. Hours fly over. Sail round diamonds and pearls. Never seen so many fit girls. Discover new worlds. Look at my watch, can't focus. Last 2 hours I lost. Every move fills me with lust. All of life's problems I just shake off. Hell, mad little events happen. Things map out and a few blue maddens are like the toilets. Big beefy bounces out to reveal us. Geezers on ease and first timers. Kids on Wiz, darlings on Charlie. All come together for this party. All race places, many faces from places you never heard of. Where you from, what's your name and what you want? Sing to the words, fex to the fat ones, the tribal drums, sun's rising. We all smile, we all sing.
We were just standing like an arrow home. We went on and on.
We all smile, we all sing.
We become heroes in the stars align.
We all sing, we all sing, sing.
We were just standing like an arrow home. We went on and on.
We all smile, we all sing.
We become heroes.
We all sing, we all sing, sing. Then the girl in the cafe taps me on the shoulder. I realise 5 years went by and I'm older. Memories smoulder, winter's colder. But that same piano loops over and over and over. The road shines and the rain washes away. Same Chinese takeaway, selling shit in a tray. It's dark all round, I walk down. Same sights, same sounds, new beats though. Solid concrete under my feet. No surprises, no treats. The world stands still as my mind sloshes round. The washing up bowl in my crown. My life's been up and down since I walked from that crowd.
We were just standing like an arrow home. We went on and on.
We all smile, we all sing.
We become heroes in the stars align.
We all sing, sing.
We were just standing like an arrow home. We went on and on.
We all smile, we all sing.
Become heroes in the
stars. We all sing.
Listening to the streets.
We all sing.
Absolutely. And all, that's all sorts of thumper, that is. I love that tune. Absolutely love that tune. Do you like that tune?
Big tune.
It's a big thumper, that is. But we're also showed there that if a song comes on that we're not completely happy with, we're not afraid to just stop it.
Wheel it, DJ, wheel it. What was that? Wheel it. Take it back.
Yeah, but trouble is, they're blaming you because you're the DJ.
Yeah, I know.
Where's that, Johnny?
The track's lined up and it's like, yeah, Do For Love 2, but oh, we all know this one. And then something else, cause you got some Spandau Ballet thing coming out. We're done. We're done.
Johnny's downloading the remix.
quick one, little email. Film, hi, Joe and I. I love Good Will Hunting. It was the first time I heard the phrase, how do you like them apples? Do you know what it means? Pip in Yule. I think that's how it said. Mm. How do you like them apples? I know what how do you like them apples means.
No idea.
Really?
Yeah. No idea.
Oh, it's like, how do you like that, basically? Oh. So, yeah.
So why don't you just say, how do you like that?
It doesn't sound as good as how do you like them apples, does it, eh?
Hey?
I was just like, what?
I guess that's what they mean anyway, in terms of, you know, what it stands for rather than derivations. But anyway, it's a
good
great
film.
That's a great film. Great film. Now, guys, brilliantly, we're on to spoilers on screen. Now,
on screen.
There is no Game of Thrones this week, so one of the things I've been trying to get you to watch, I know, and I mentioned to you, was True Detective.
True Detective. If you guys are listening out there and you're watching True Detective, let us know, because we'll probably be talking about it for the duration of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if you haven't seen it, basically Colin Farrell's dressed up like
a supply teacher.
Yeah.
A supply teacher. Literally, I was looking at it and I was like, why is Colin Farrell looking like an 80s teacher?
/ 70s porn star.
Like you three are investigating.
Wow. Wow. Tens will stay away from that word. he's great in it. He's absolutely great. There was a wonderful little scene where he's got his kid there as well this week, and basically, without giving everything away, it doesn't look like the kid's actually is. He's got a fat little ginger kid, and he's going, it's my son! And it turns out his wife, something's happened.
It's mine. Yeah. It's not. It's really not.
They're like, have you done a paternity? He's like, I don't need a paternity. It's like, you probably do, mate. There's nothing like it.
Should have wore those special condoms.
Exactly. Basically, there was one point where his son's getting bullied, and he starts literally bullying his kid, going, tell me who did it, shaking his kid up. It was making me laugh quite a lot.
A proper poignant dramatic moment, and you're just laughing and sitting on the sofa.
Why is it hard men's sons always turn out to be these, like, really shy little kids that get bullied?
Well, probably because the guys just dominate too much, don't they, and don't give them a chance to grow up and be... You know, they starve them of light, shall we say. It's a nice metaphorical
way
of saying it. Thank you. I'm so deep.
Sometimes it just comes out of them.
He's such a deep guy, quite frankly, as well as being Johnny.
I swear you get more and more deadpan every time you do.
Yeah. Just like I've given up, like I'm not believing it myself
anymore. It was almost a sigh before you did it.
But the other thing, in truth to tell, after this kid's getting bullied, right, yeah. He goes round. So he bullies the information out of his little kid of who done it. So he turns up this little kid's house who's been bullying him, mm-hmm. and he gets his dad out there, and then he gets the kid out as well, puts a knuckle duster on and starts smacking this guy up.
Oh, gosh.
Punching him up in the face or whatever, like bang, 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 and going, you did this to your dad. You did this to your dad. It's absolutely
so nuts. Basically, this is a show we definitely need to tune in
you
and watch.
You need to be checking it out. It's great.
And it's got Vince Vaughn in it as well, which is always good.
It has, absolutely. One other thing that I've been watching is Love Island, which is absolutely hilarious, right? It is really funny. And this week, this guy...
The ITV2 show, yeah?
Yeah, this guy, they're in some love villa or whatever, and this guy has declared his love for another housemate, right?
Oh.
And he's basically said, I love you, don't understand, I love you. You make me feel like a unicorn. But... After 2 weeks in a villa, like, what are you talking about?
That's love.
What, non-existent?
Well, I think it basically means you make me feel
imaginary.
Well, you make me feel like I've got the horn, basically, but... That's about it. Right, we've got to actually start wrapping up because we've got to punch out on 6 anyway. So, Kay, you've been absolutely sensational today.
Thank you.
How can our listeners who've enjoyed you, how can they find out about what you're doing and where can they catch you next?
Follow me on Twitter, kcurd, K-A-E-K-U-R-D, and yeah, got all my information about gigs and stuff. I post them all up and where I am and where I'm not. So,
wicked
yeah.
stuff.
Awesome. You're going to Edinburgh, aren't you?
Definitely, yeah. I'm doing a double-hander show with Mo Gilligan. He's another great comedian. We've got a show called Ticking All the Boxes. Yeah.
Wicked. Wicked. So you're in
Ticking
Edinburgh.
All the Boxes.
Check it out. I know. Where can they find you?
Yeah, they can catch me on Twitter at INL, and I got Kinetic Comedy is tomorrow night. If you're in Islington and you want to come down for some laughs, then come down, innit?
Yeah, it's absolutely wicked night. You can find me on Johnny I, well, at Johnny I Cochran on Twitter, so yep. Do check it out, and you can get us at Johnny and INL. Apart from that, tune in next week at 4 o'clock on FUBAR Radio, where you'll be hearing us. We'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah, and thank you very much for all the emails and tweets that you guys have been sending. Keep them coming in because we love them. Send them in for London Air and all of that.
Okay, see you next time, guys. Later.
Peace.